Just a hunter that you are, you can never let your guard down when it comes to safety.
So you're just worried about hitting the birds?
Milton Daly is a publisher of a hunting lease magazine. He's hunted all of his life with his two sons, Kevin and Keith, until one tragic day when his older son, Kevin, was accidentally shot.
If something there that doesn't look safe or you got a question, ask the question. I guess that's what's bothering me a little bit.
Milton was taking photos of his two sons on a first-time goose hunt for his magazine. The guide he'd hired had a dog running around the field dragging a leash.
And in my mind, I said, you know, what is the dog doing with the leash on it? He's knocking over our decoys. I was about to take a picture of Keith, my youngest son, and I put the camera up and I was focusing, and the guide called the shot, and the goose was coming right from Kevin's end, flying right over Kevin, which Kevin had the only shot at it. Well, the guide, he tells all the hunters to take them. And when he says take them, you raise up, take a gun off of safety, and you shoot. And Keith was going up. The dog jumped directly over his lap. And the leash hung on the barrel and pulled it down in the line of fire where Kevin was, and it went off. And I didn't know it hit Kevin at the time. It just is a matter of just seconds, just less than 4 seconds. And Kevin said, "I'm shot." He never said another word. And you know, as a dad, you have these regrets. That why didn't you say something about the leash? Maybe enlightening some of our younger people and older people too on how quick. I mean, who would have ever thought? You know, here I am, a hunter. I write a hunting magazine. That's how I make my livelihood. I mean, that's my livelihood. Who would ever thought it happened to us? You know, it won't happen to us. It does happen, and it happens quick. Kevin was 21 years old. He had been married and just had a little baby. I've got a 2-year-old granddaughter now. And he had just got a good job at the post office. We had the perfect family, as far as I was concerned. Now it's hard. It's hard to live. And if it wasn't for the other two kids that I have, it'd be a lot harder. But I guess that's the reason I'm such an avid hunter right now, it's easier for me and Keith to talk about out in the woods. It pushes us on. We do a hunt every 2 or 3 weeks, and my wife understands it. She knows, you know, that's our heritage. We joke about different things now. We're getting where we can talk about Kevin, where we've never done, that we can't do it at home. It's just, we feel comfortable. I mean, once you're raised in the sport, it's something that you never can get out of your system.
Tragic. You bet it was. For Milton and his family and for all those involved in hunting accidents across North America, it's ironic that Milton and Keith continue to hunt even after the accident. They now see hunting more than ever before as therapy, an opportunity to really communicate. You know, hunting is actually a safe activity. Because of hunter education and videos like this, hunting has seen a decline in accidents by more than 50%. Hopefully through this video, you've learned some ways to be even safer and more responsible while enjoying the privilege of hunting.